This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew on the inspiration of American World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN Secretary General will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. Antonio Guterres sends the list to the Security Council, which can then decide whether to take action. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit